Hey, how's it going? Today we have a new episode of the English Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the English Online Android app. To download or just listen to other episodes and download transcripts, go to englishonline.com.br and click Podcast English Online. So in today's episode, we're going to hear examples for a few expressions with the word foot. You know, foot, that part of your body you stand on. And just to recap, foot is singular, feet is plural. We have 2 feet. So we've had a quiz here at English Online on expressions with the word foot. And one of those is in today's episode as well. Which one? It's coming up, but you'll have to keep listening to find out. So picture this, you've just arrived at a party and you strike up a conversation with someone you just met. The two of you start talking about food and you mention you hate Italian food. There's a pause in conversation and you decide to change the topic. You ask him, let's say it's a guy. So you ask him what he does for a living and he says, I own a restaurant, an Italian restaurant. Now, of course, you could not know, but that's a good example for our expression because now you feel you put your foot in your mouth. You regret now saying that you hate Italian food. You feel like that was insulting to the guy and you're very embarrassed. After all, he owns a restaurant that makes Italian food. You feel like you put your foot in your mouth. Yep, that's the expression for when you say something that feels really stupid and insulting after you've said it. It's usually because you didn't know, right? I think most people don't do that on purpose, but still. We're used to being embarrassed after something like that. So you've just told an Italian restaurant owner that you hate Italian food. You look at him and you say, alright, so now I'm just gonna take my food out of my mouth. It's common to hear that. You just say that you're going to have to get your foot out of your mouth. So again, the expression is put your foot in your mouth, or she put her foot in her mouth, or he put his foot in his mouth. And that happens when you say something insulting, embarrassing, etc., usually unintentionally. I think most people have been there. So when you tell the other person, okay, I'm gonna take my foot out of my mouth now. You're admitting and acknowledging you said something silly or stupid. So what are your examples? Come on, let us know in the comments. And here's another expression with foot. Get off on the wrong foot with someone. Can you kinda guess what this one is about? When you get off on the wrong foot with someone, that means that the two of you get off to a bad start. That means your initial contact wasn't good. Something bad happens, such as a strong disagreement or even a fight. Or maybe one of you put their foot in their mouth and the other person took offense. You tried to apologize, but it was useless. The two of you got off to a bad start. So has that ever happened to you? Maybe you were in a bad mood the day you met this person. You were just not feeling well and not in the right mood to be friendly. I'll admit, I've been there. I was supposed to do a job with someone else in a company I used to work for, and we just got off on the wrong foot, and it seemed like we were about to have a really unpleasant time together. Fortunately, we were able to turn things around, and we ended up having a nice time working together. So what about you? Come on, it's time to spill the beans on all your uncomfortable stories. Give us your examples and talk to you next time.